is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Venezuela's state-owned oil company, PDVSA, in an increased effort to pressure Nicolas Maduro to relinquish power to Juan Guaido, now recognized by the U.S. and a number of other nations as the country's legitimate president. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Analysts say the oil sanctions may deliver a devastating blow to Maduro.
This is the nuclear option. I mean, this is sort of the most powerful weapon the U.S. has, short of military force at its disposal.
The U.S. has been reluctant to impose oil sanctions because the two countries have been interdependent on Venezuela's crude oil for decades. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Authorities in Pakistan say a suicide militant raid against a police facility Tuesday in southwestern Balochistan left at least 9 dead and 21 injured. A military statement said 3 bombers carrying guns assaulted a deputy inspector general police office compound where about 800 candidates were inside for enrollment in the provincial police. The outlawed extremist Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for staging the deadly raid. Pakistan's top court has upheld the acquittal of a Christian woman falsely accused of blasphemy, finally ending her decade-old legal ordeal. Asia Bibi was freed from prison in October when the Supreme Court overturned her conviction and death sentence. Tuesday, the Chief Justice said, before throwing out the review petition, that the case did not merit a hearing. The ruling has paved the way for Bibi to leave Pakistan, most likely for Canada, where her children have already been granted asylum. Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou appeared before a Canadian court Tuesday. Canada arrested Meng late last year at the request of the United States, which on Monday brought sweeping charges against her and Huawei. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime ally Roger Stone pleaded not guilty Tuesday to 7 charges linked to the release of damaging hacked emails about Trump's 2016 Democratic opponent, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the midst of the presidential campaign. Federal agents arrested the 66-year-old last week at his Florida home in a pre-dawn raid. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports the arraignment was very brief.
Stone, who we know obviously is very loud and boisterous and gregarious, was very quiet and reserved and polite in the courtroom. The only time he spoke was to answer, "Yes, Your Honor," about whether he understood the proceedings and the consequences of reneging on his bond conditions.
Unlike most defendants in U.S. criminal cases, since his arrest, Stone has made the rounds of television news shows to belittle the investigation and special counsel Robert Mueller, who brought those charges against him. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Tuesday it's time to send an emphatic message to the European Union about what the U.K. Parliament wants on Brexit. British legislators are voting Tuesday on the competing Brexit proposals that have been submitted by both pro-Brexit and pro-EU legislators since Parliament rejected May's divorce deal with the bloc 2 weeks ago. That left Britain lurching towards a cliff-edge no-deal departure on May 29th. May spoke to lawmakers in the House of Commons.
"Unless we're to end up with no Brexit at all, the only way to avoid no deal is to agree a deal. That is why I want to go back to Brussels with the clearest possible mandate to secure a deal that this House, can support."
She said she would return to Parliament with a revised deal for a second meaningful vote as soon as possible. Lawyers in Zimbabwe marched on the Constitutional Court on Tuesday to protest the alleged denial of justice for hundreds of people arrested in a violent crackdown on protests that shut down the country. The protest against a sharp rise in fuel prices started 2 weeks ago. Beatrice Tetwal is a protest organizer.
"The petition is asking for the restoration of the rule of law in the country, for respect of our constitution, in particular respect of all rights associated with trials."
The American Bar Association said it was deeply concerned about the unrest in Zimbabwe. Meanwhile, reports of alleged abuses by security forces continued in the country, with the military heavily deployed in poor and working class suburbs. The deputy mayor of Somalia's capital says 2 people were killed and 5 wounded Tuesday in an explosion at a gas station. Mohamed Tullah said the casualties in the Mogadishu blast were far less than what everybody was expecting. It happened near the Ministry of Petroleum. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.